Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Grams. We are on day 1713 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Grams for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Edgar Watson Howe, and it is, "A good scare is worth more to a man than good advice." So today's nugget of wisdom is, a good scare. Some people love horror movies and being scared. I'm not one of those people. While I am not fearful of much in my life, I don't particularly like vivid images seared in my mind which may cause restless sleep. There are other scares in life, though, that may be beneficial. For example, think about a person who has not taken care of themselves physically, and due to their neglect, they become ill with emphysema, cancer, or a heart attack. This type of scare may be the wake-up call that that person needs to start a lifestyle that will build up their body instead of destroying it. All of the good advice given previously may have fallen on deaf ears, but the choices become clear when faced with the scare of their own mortality. Another example is someone who does not drive safely and then has a severe accident and walks away untouched, which should scare that person into better driving habits. A third example is a man who neglects his wife and children and then one day comes home to an empty house. That should scare him into changing his ways. The result of a vacant home was because previous advice was not heeded. So yes, it is true, a good scare is even more potent than good advice for many people. Let us not be guilty of needing a good scare. Sometimes the fear of other people's experiences is like great advice to us. A good scare was true when Ananias and Sapphira lied to the apostles about the amount of money that they sold their land for, indicating that they were giving it all to the church. As a lesson, both of them immediately dropped dead because of their lie, and this made a significant impact on the early church. And the last part of the story can be found in Acts chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. Instantly, she fell to the floor and died. When the young men came in and saw that she was dead, they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear gripped the entire church and everyone else who heard what had happened. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,712 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.